Commodity Scrap Metal Recycling and Economic Report, brought to you by Bentley Roll-Off Trailers, Gondola Trailers, and Roll-Off Truck Parts, May 15, 2023. U.S. weekly raw steel production fell to 1.172 million tons, a 76.2% utilization rate, versus 81.2% last year. This was on slow demand, and steel mills were working to keep supplies tight. WTI crude oil price fell to $70.04 per barrel on recession fears as OPEC is forecasting higher demand and higher prices later in the year. The U.S. weekly oil rig count fell to 586, the lowest in about a year. This was on oil company concerns about lower prices, which is keeping the rig count low. U.S. weekly crude oil production was steady at 12.3 million barrels per day, in a tight range now for about a year. This is on concerns over the lower demand, which is keeping production low. Scrap steel number one HMS price settled at $340 gross ton on slowing global demand and good supply. Hot rolled coil steel price fell to $54.08 per hundredweight, which is $1,082 a ton on slowing demand and tight supply. Copper price fell to $3.73 a pound, the lowest in about 4 months as China's economy is not growing as fast as expected. Aluminum price fell to $1.02 a pound, which is $23.43 a metric ton, the lowest in about 7 months on record Chinese production, which could actually lower prices further. China's April trade surplus surged versus last year to $90.2 billion. Exports grew 8.5%, while imports fell 7.9% on lower demand and lower commodity prices. Sadly, the surplus with the U.S. widened to $29.7 billion on good U.S. consumer demand. U.S. April NFIB Small Business Optimism Index fell to 89, the lowest in over 10 years. It's interesting that the all-time peak was months after the 2018 tax cut. Finding qualified labor and inflation are today's top concerns. U.S. May U of M Consumer Sentiment Index fell to 57.7 on the concerns over the trajectory of the economy. Problematically, the five-year inflation expectation rose to 3.2%. U.S. April producer price inflation fell to 2.3%, the lowest in about 2.5 years. Commodity prices continue to fall and supply chains are improving. U.S. April total non-farm payrolls, which is considered total employment, it rose to 155.7 million people, the most in American history. Also, as reported last week, the April unemployment percentage matched the 50-year low. Inflation is bad, but getting better, and the economy is slowing, but things are fairly good. Wall Street's Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 373 points to 33,301. This is on inflation concerns and worries about raising the U.S. government debt ceiling. Gondola Trailers by Bentley, now number one in the industry with the best axles, suspension, welds, and more. Hardox Air 450 is back in supply, so lead times are only 4 weeks. Call Bentley at 734-722-8100 for a quote. As always, feel free to call or email me with any questions, and we hope all have a safe and profitable week.